Tribute. Valediction for Bidding Morning by Katie Walker.
Layla? Sweetie? Can you hear me? Just give me a sign. I don't know, touch my hand or something. I know you're here because of the air. I'll just sit here on the bed, okay? Till you're ready. There's no hurry. Just when you're ready, okay? Tuesday 27th, Rachel Chapman. Okay, I should say straight away that I think this is a waste of time. I know you're just trying to help, to do your job, and I'm sure some people find it helpful, but it's not for me. I mean, I understand all the theories, the logic, but that's the thing. And you're an intelligent person. You must have thought about this. You can't apply any of that to this, because none of it makes any fucking... Sorry, but it's... Thursday 29th, Rachel Chapman. I just need to say that I'm doing this because I have to, okay? I'm not... You know, I don't... But if I don't do it, then they won't let me go back to work. And if I can't work, then what's the... I mean, work is all I have now, isn't it? And frankly, I think it's cruel. I do. I think it's really fucking unkind of them, of you, to stop me from doing it, because then what am I left with? Nothing is what. Just nothing. So, Layla, I can't fucking do this, because the thing is, it's wrong. I mean, it's a nonsense. You know, I think, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but the last time I looked, this was 2016. 100 years ago, then, fair enough, you know, I mean, awful. But it wouldn't have been especially out of the ordinary. I mean, that's why you would have had 10 children, isn't it? Because you knew they wouldn't all make it. But now, things are supposed to get better. We make progress, we don't go backwards. And yet nobody has been able to give me a satisfactory explanation as to how the fuck this was allowed to happen. I'm sorry. Sorry, my language is terrible. It didn't used to be, it's just... I haven't got the energy to be more articulate. And since this whole thing is supposed to help me process things in whatever way suits me, then I guess if saying fuck helps, then I should just carry on and say it. Fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck! Well, that's one upside, I suppose. Never used to be able to swear in the house. Had to say things like fudge and sugar pops and blistering barnacles. We liked that one. Blistering barnacles. And onion knobs. Oh, that was because Grandad, my dad, told her about his bunions, but she couldn't remember what they were called. You know, Mummy, she said when I tucked her in, you... Those nasty onion knobs. Bright girl. Oxbridge material, I reckon. Would have been. know that heartstrings are an actual thing? Oh, you probably did. Sorry, Rachel Chapman, Monday. The 2nd, I think. Not at that. Anyway, it was my nephew's open day on Friday. My sister thought it would be good for me to get out. It wasn't particularly. They were doing this thing in the science department with a heart, a dissection, ox heart. It was massive. They had a box of disposable gloves so you could pick bits up and squish them if you wanted to. Like a weird butcher's shop. They cut up an aorta, I think it was. It looked like a squid ring. Well, no batter, obviously. And they showed us the heartstrings. It was amazing. All in a row, like the strings on a harp. So now I know what it is that hurts. We used to do this thing when I went away. It's a Donne poem I did at school. Valediction forbidding mourning. He's going away and he tells his lover not to be sad because they're connected by a tiny thread of gold. To airy thinness beat, it says. Only Layla thought it was fairy thinness. So when I went away, we were connected by a fairy thread. And if she missed me, she could pull the thread, and I know she was sad, and I'd pull it back. So she would know I was there. You know when you're driving on the motorway, and there's no one else there, and you wonder if you've somehow got onto the wrong road, and it's not finished yet, and it will actually just come to a stop round the corner. And you're suddenly aware of how easy it would be to crash, to miss the bend, to veer off the road into death. I've been thinking about that. You just assume they'll work, don't you? The drugs. Nobody dies of an infection these days. The space. That's the difference. When you were here, it would move. Each tiny particle sent spinning as you charged outside to get your bike or Healy round the kitchen or play catch with that squashy beanbag ball that came free with your holiday Cocoa Pops. Even when you pick your way downstairs in rollerblades so as not to have to take them off. Even that slow movement is enough to hurl atoms into orbit. But now they're settling. Bunched together to a thick, slow absence weighing on me from all angles. Shoulders. Stomach. Top of my head. Loss is all around. If I could gather it, great chunks of it, I'd make a pile here on your bedroom floor. Great wadges slapped together like a mound of clay. Slap them on, no air bubbles, just a solid lump of you. And I'd form it like Pygmalion until you reappeared. Thumbs feel for the eyes, the tiny scar, your roundel nose, lips wide and quick to laugh, your little chin. Hair a disaster, cut with blunt scissors and no spirit level, brushed only on the top layer over a nest that would do for a whole family of birds. And then I'd sit you on my knee and cuddle you. My beautiful girl. And I'd look at your poor, poorly finger and I'd kiss it better. And then I'd carry you down to the kitchen and I'd say, blistering barnacles, Layla, that's a nasty cut. And I'd give you a biscuit. No, two. And I'd say, do you know what I think? And you'd say, no, Mummy, what do you think? And I'd say, I think if we don't do something about that poorly finger, it might turn into an onion knob like Grandpa's. And we don't want that, do we? And you'd say, no, we don't. And I'd say, so? I'm going to put CBeebies on and you can watch that. And you'd say, really, Mummy? Even though it's after bedtime? And I'd say, yes. And while you were looking the other way at CBeebies, I'd take the sharp knife from the drawer that you're not allowed to touch and I'd chop that poorly finger right off. And I know it would hurt and I don't want to hurt you, not ever. But it would stop the infection from getting into the rest of you. And even though we'd go to hospital and they'd ask all sorts of questions and we'd have to make up answers, and even though you'd only have 9 fingers instead of 10, and that would mean you couldn't probably ever be a concert pianist, at least it would mean that you wouldn't get hot and sweaty and scared in the night, and your finger wouldn't swell up to the size of a hot dog, and you wouldn't go all floppy and have to be pumped full of antibiotics that don't work. And how can a child in this day and age die of septicemia? Just so you know, I know it's not a great plan, but it's better than doing nothing. It's better than saying, never mind, it'll be better in the morning. When in the morning it won't be better at all, it'll be worse. And the next morning it'll be worse again, and the next morning it'll be all your worst nightmares rolled into one. Anyway, so, is that the sort of thing you wanted? I hope so. It hasn't. Sorry, but I don't feel. I know that's the way it's supposed to work. Things get better. You said that in our last session. I wish you were right. I wish they did. Layla, sweetie, I'm sorry, my love, I just had to talk to that lady. I've finished now, so you can come out. Layla, I know you're there. I can feel you pulling on our fairy thread. I'm here, my love. Whenever you're ready, I'm here.